For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Is that correct? Is that what it says? So what fellowship has darkness to do with life? Proverbs 13:20 says, He that walks with the wise shall be what? Shall be wise. Now, where else do you expect to find a husband if not in church? Huh? Guys, where else do you expect to find a wife if not in church? As you get participated in a department, you will definitely find somebody that will marry you, or that you can marry. Okay, that will marry you for the ladies, that you can marry for the men. Is that correct? As you participate in one unit or the other, you begin to become an option to somebody. Altogether, you experience. I'm not saying that everybody in church, not everything in water is fish. You understand? You're gonna make, not everything in water is fish. There are Christian in church that is truly a Christian. But we say not all men have faith. I met him in church. Doesn't guarantee that he's a good husband. But there is high probability that as you are serving, you have a higher chance of getting high profiting relationships in church. Are we together? Yeah, so you'll be able to be equally yoked with somebody of your passion, of your many choir people marry choir people. Many prayer band members marry prayer band members, many evangelism. Okay, prayer band, you should marry prayer band because you don't want to like another prayer woman as your prayer, as your wife. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the truth is, as you are serving, you are exposed to profitable relationships. Especially when the church is big, you are exposed to profitable relationships. Most of when you see a lady committed in church, committed very, 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 that is a wife material. I don't know if it's guys. You know the wife material. Committed, dedicated. When you see your husband, Pastor Reverend Kayode Ajibade shared a story with us that a lady was trusting God for a husband. And then she went for a church program like that. One guy was dirty, walking up and down, but just dirty. She said, Lord, this is the kind of husband I want. Somebody that is dedicated in church like that. And you can't believe me that 3 years later you are married. Yes. So you are exposed to profitable, equal relationships. You know who to do business with. Hallelujah. You know who, because when you meet somebody in church, there is high probability. Don't forget, I've already said it's not everybody in church that is. But there is high probability that when you have a real business in church and the person is a good Christian, your yoking will be equal. Imagine yoking a cat and a cow. You'll be slanting. But when you have somebody of the same faith, that is why some people believe, and I also believe, that marrying somebody from your church from the same church is an added advantage for somebody. Yes, I'm not saying you cannot marry, but I believe also that it's an added, when you marry somebody from MFM, and you're from MFM, it will be easy to pray in the house. You can wake up and shout, fire, you can be easy, but if you marry somebody from MFM, and you marry somebody from Christ Embassy, somebody that believes in praying gently, there will be a looter in the house. You understand, guys? So marrying from your church can give you an easy added, or you might a deeper belief in covering your ear, covering your head, wearing long skirts. And then you marry somebody from another church that believe in looking fanciful. That'd be a problem. So just being in that kind of environment will help you find your type. Like attract like. Hallelujah. So advantage of working in church. So begin to pray now, Lord, as I'm working, let me meet my business partner. Let me meet my employee. I shared a story of somebody that was standing in protocol. After the man was standing in protocol, no certificate from secondary school, standing like this and protocoling. And then after the service, somebody walked from the congregation to him and said, do you want to join the army? I like the way you are standing like a soldier. The guy said, do you want to join the army? The guy said, yes, I want to join the army. They go and carry your bag and enter this car. No secondary school certificate, and he became a soldier. At the platform of service, hallelujah. So start to connect you to prospective opportunities. So may your eyes be open to opportunities in the name of Jesus. As you are serving God, may possibilities of your life, the right people that are supposed to meet you at the point of your service, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is very, 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 very important. Very, 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 very important. Very, very important. You'll be equally yoked
at the virtue of your service, because you attract your type. Bible says, be not deceived. Evil company corrupt good morals. So the kind of association determines who you are. It is easy. Let's say I want to build a house and have a contractor in church. It is easier to think about him than to think for me. It's easier to think about him. I cannot have, let's say I want to build a house now and I have a church member as a contractor. It's easier to give that guy than to give an unbeliever or somebody outside. Especially if that guy is competent. That's another thing. If that church guy is not competent, I won't visit the person. Because I've learned by experience that competence is higher than everything. No? So you know. Yes, competence is very, very. You cannot say because you are a believer, all of us are the same church and you're not competent. I can point to you a project in this church that we did with incompetent believers. I know a competent unbeliever that can do it very, very well. In fact, it was at the same price. Right, this one is my brother. Let me give him. He's a Christian brother. And the guy went and did XYZ instead of ABC. I'm telling you. Project of 4 zeros. Well, I'm talking about 10,000, 20,000 zeros. Yes. That was when I learned my lesson that competence is stronger. You know, one pastor was preaching one of these conferences last year, December, I was, said that the lady he wanted to marry, he considered, he loved her, he has talked with his pastor, talked with the senior people, talked with everybody. You know, in those days, they used to talk with fathers before they went and proposed. And every one of them accepted, yes, you can marry her, she's a good sister. Then one day, they were sitting together, and then it was like a law office. And after the law office, they come and say, sister, so and so, come and wash the plate. You know, then the leader turned, says, deal like this, I will not wash it. You know, this kind of side comment. And the guy was right behind her. When he saw it, he did 7 days, 7 steps backwards. And that was when he married somebody else. I'm telling you, that was it. That was when he disqualified her. And then his sons, one is a lecturer, he's a very big pastor in this city. One is a lecturer. His 3 sons are top profile human beings. So the man is a top profile human being. That would have been his wife. I don't know who she later married anyway. But that was what made her to miss her opportunity. So at the point of your service, you have the chances to prospectively meet people that you are equally, your people that believe in tithing. Hallelujah. You have a business partner. Let's say we start a business with Mint. It is easier for me and Mint to say, okay, we're going to pay tithe of this business. And it's easier for me to believe. Is it not true? Somebody asked me on Sunday, said that I have a business with somebody, I believe in paying tithe, but the other guy is from another church, he doesn't believe in paying tithe. What will I do? You will continue paying your tithe, but you know that it will affect the business. It will be better if the two of them were paying the tithe of the business. Is that correct? So you have the opportunity of equal yoking. As to serving, you be people of like mind. That is one thing you never get if you are not serving in a department. Like serving in prayer banking campus gave me a lot of opportunities in life. That is where I met my best friend. That's why I met a lot of people in my life till today that are very, very relevant. Because I met people that will think in the same frequency, people that believe in the same thing, and then we work together, and it has helped me in no small deal. Hallelujah. Number 3 that happened to you in serving functionally in a department is financial upkeep. Financial upkeep and necessity supply. Now in Deuteronomy 25 verse 4, the Bible says, you should not muzzle an ox that treadeth corn. Are we together? You should not muzzle an ox. That means somebody that is working in a place will have the probability of benefiting from it. Proverbs 27 verse 18, the Bible says, he that keepeth a fig tree. Sorry, I'm paraphrasing. He that keepeth a fig tree will definitely eat the fruit of it. Is that what it says? Proverbs 27 verse 18. Proverbs 27 verse 18. He that keepeth a fig tree will eat the fruit of it. Proverbs 27 18. Whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waited on his master shall be honored. Especially if they're full-time staff. Working in the church will avail you the opportunity to have, I don't want to say, if you're a full-time staff, of course you should be paid. There are 3 people that should be paid according to scriptures in the church. Musicians in the book of Nehemiah, Ezekiel. Pastors, that is the ministerial team. And then doorkeepers. These are the 3 people that the Bible mentioned that should be paid. Hallelujah. Directly from the scriptures. Now, if you are a full-time staff, you should have benefit of financial accruement when you are working. Now,
in a situation where your skill is not a skilled labor. So it's like, the reason why these guys are being paid is because their work is a skilled work. You know what is a skill? Like, it's a skill where you have to take training. It doesn't, you may not need cumbersome training to become an usher, even though you need to be trained, but it may not be as demanding as it takes to learn how to play the keyboard. How many of you have learned how to play the keyboard before? Is it difficult? Is it difficult? Very happy people. Learning it hasn't been easy for you. It's not easy. So imagine how training yourself to become. That's what those guys are calling scripture. Skilled instrumental people that play the violin should be paid according to scriptures. Hallelujah. But no matter where you're working, if you're working in church and consistent in the church for a while, everybody, there is a way. I don't know how the sharing formula works, that you will definitely get financial benefit somehow. Do you understand? Somehow might get benefit. It will give you a lot of great benefit, financial benefit, as you work in the church. How many of you have financial benefit as a result of working in the church? Yes, that is very, very true. I thought it's only one or two people. Welcome. I thought it's only one people that will live on this land. So there's a lot of benefit financially. You will increase by working. Somehow, the pastor will say, okay, take this one. Or somebody in the university, take this one. Something like that. Somehow, you get a benefit. There is no reason, I have no reason to invite you to my house if you are just a church member. I don't know, somehow. But if you are a union member, I can easily invite you. I can come to my house, come to my car. Because it gives you a lot of access, and I can easily give you money because I believe there is an extra commitment to you. I want you to get that, guys. So, financial benefit as you are working in the church. Number four is, you'll be gifted with what I call divine presence and supernatural abilities. Divine presence. As you're working in the church, Michael, we're looking at the benefit of working in church. This month of May is the month of service. So we're looking at the benefit of actively participating in any department. All together? Alright. So number five benefit is, you are gifted with divine presence. Now in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 20 to 22, the Bible says, talking about the children of Israel, they say, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. But in Joshua 18 verse 7 and Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 1, just write it out then and I'll explain. Joshua 18 7 and Deuteronomy 18 verse 1. The Bible says, when Israelites got into the land of Canaan and were sharing the inheritance, there was a tribe that the Bible says don't give them any inheritance. What was the tribe? What was the tribe? Levi, is that correct? God said, don't give them anything. Then what did God say would be their inheritance? The Lord, I am, say, I am your inheritance. So anybody that works in the church has extra access to the commitment of God to your life. Do you understand, guys? By working, because they're preacher, the laborer, they're the one that do the sacrifice, they clean the temple, the inner court, the outer court, they work in the temple. Is that true? God said that I am your inheritance. Now, normally to a natural man, it wouldn't make sense. My father died, and he said, my asset, he has two mansions in Lagos, Lekki, Banala Island, three in Maitama, three in UK, and we are three, he's sharing island. He shared the other two, so I said, you, what is your, I said, my spirit is your inheritance. I don't know if you want that kind of thing. So I think we have property, all the property in Lagos, and the one, you know, my tama is like Lekki in Abuja, of Lagos. The other one have my tama, that one have in UK. Then you are the person, but why is your property say my spirit? It doesn't make sense. But the issue is, God said, God is the owner of everything. Haggai 2:8 says, gold and silver belongs to me. It's like you are having the owner of everything. How to get that, guys? So walking in church, having the presence of God, you will never pray, Lord, open the door, because God said, I am the door. You will never pray, Lord, let this happen to me, because He is the resources Himself. I don't know how, it doesn't make sense to a natural man when you say God is your inheritance. Don't give them anything, don't give them land, don't give them property, but I am your inheritance. So walking in church made God to be committed to your life. He's committing His presence around you in an extraordinary way than others. He is more committed to your life by virtue of serving and actively working in the church. How do you get that, guys? So working, as you are playing the instrument, you are working, you are doing something, God is saying, I am committed to you. I am, my presence will go with you in an extra way. That somebody just walked in and leave. As you are cleaning a chair, you are doing something, God is saying, I am involved to you. By
speaking in the church, by walking. Everything you do actively in the church commits you to an extra dose. You know, the Bible says, you know, God is present with everybody. Is that true? God is present with Hebrews 13, verse 5 says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That you may boldly say the Lord is with you. What can man do unto me? God will never leave us or forsake us. But do you remember in scripture, the Bible says that Jesus Christ was healing. And then there was a day, the Bible said, as he was teaching, the power of God was what? Was present to heal. Do you remember that scripture? Do you remember? Jesus was healing in teaching. And then the Bible says, the presence of God was present to heal. Now, the other question you should ask is, other days there have been healings. Have there been healings other days? There have been healings every other day. There have been miracles every other day. But why the Bible particularly said today, the presence of God was present to heal? There could be a concentration, a higher concentration on a life than another. When you do the concave experiment in secondary school, when you put a glass under the sun, and then you put a paper, it caught fire. You want to make us a science student here? If you're not a science student, I'm sorry. Praise God. There was an experiment we did. They gave us a glass. And then we keep the paper, and then nothing happened. And then when you put the glass, after a while, the glass, the paper will catch fire. That's the power of focus. Like, God will zero on you. God will focus on you in an extra way than the others. So if people are living with two doses of the prayer and other service, you will live with like four. It is true. Altogether, it is true. As you are working, you have extra commitment to God. Number seven is to avoid, number six, sorry. It will give an opportunity to express your talent and gift. Now, in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28, I think we have preached about it, the ministry of help. 1 Corinthians 12, 28. 1 Corinthians 12, 28. We have spoken about it, the ministry of help. It will give you an opportunity. 12, 28. What does it say? 1 Corinthians 12, 28. And God has set some in churches, first apostles, secondly prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gift of healing, helps, government, diversity of tongues. If you are a young man and you watch football, you watch football, all of us, you watch football. Okay, there's only one person who doesn't watch football. Footballers have the way that if you bring Ronaldo to Barcelona, as big as Barcelona is, if you keep him on the bench for four matches, you want to go. He doesn't mind going to a Chinese club that is not known. All they want to do is play. Is it true? All footballers want to, it's not about the club. That is, some of them can leave top Premier League club, top Champions League club, and go to a local Senegalese or local China club. All they want to do is let them be actively involved. They want their talent to be in use. Now, if your talent is singing, working in the church will give you an opportunity to express your talent. Do you understand? To express it. I want to sing. But you cannot stand on the main road here and be singing. You look absurd and crazy. Just imagine talking to the keyboard. I love you, Lord. I want people to hear my voice. No, it won't work. So working in the department will give you an opportunity. If you love organization, you like this to be orderly. Working in the ushering unit will give you an opportunity to express that talent that you have. You can play very well. Working in a department will give you an opportunity. Now, this is different from developing yourself. The opportunity to express is presented to you by God by working in His house. If, like me now, as I'm preaching now, I have an opportunity to develop my speaking capacity. The way I'm preaching now is not the way I was preaching last year, January. I must have improved. The way I will be preaching next year is not the same way I am preaching now. Because I will improve. So it gives me an opportunity to express my talent and to grow my talent. So what is your talent? Working in the church will give you an opportunity. If your talent is prayer, you know somebody's talent is prayer. There are people that are gifted with the grace to pray. Is that correct? Yes. So if it is prayer, praying in the church will give you an opportunity to develop that the potential. If it is IT media, there are churches when you see their media very top excellent. Like you will always like as the pastor is quoting, it's like I need to think of them. Maybe either the pastor gave them their notes before they came to church. I said, yeah, I'll quote to you. So they think maybe the pastor, but it's not really true. Like, they are master. as the man is saying, you almost you see it on the screen. As the man is saying, you see it on the screen. The man is saying, you see it on the screen. But because the one that is their talent, ICT talent, is their talent. Oh, don't think that is only book.
Talent.
Computer is only melancholic people that are into ICT. Just read about it. You know what is melancholic? People that like details, people that are, and they are very, very intelligent. And they want to learn, program, all those kind of things. It's a target. Not everybody likes detail. Personally, I don't like internet, sincerely. On a normal day, it is even internet. I have to go to just discipline. I don't like anything, internet, all those guys. But I have people that are, I have my friend is melancholy, like the internet, love desires, learn all those things. I have zero interest on them because it's a talent. So walking in the door will give you an opportunity to build that talent and build. So it avails you to give your talent, and then also give you an opportunity to share your talent and your gift with somebody. Your thinking potential doesn't benefit you alone until you share it with somebody. Is it true? Yes, so if you can act drama, you cannot be acting drama only you in the room. And the father woke up. It doesn't bless you. But if you are in drama department and you act drama now, you give you an opportunity to share your talent with somebody. And if after acting drama, you go and sit and somebody will come and sing with a heavily and angelic voice. And then you also partake of the person's gifting. And then somebody has to come and share a revelation or somebody will come. So it gives you an opportunity to share in your talent and potentials to avail your talent to be used. Number seven, working in a department will help you to avoid curses. Help you to avoid curses. Let me explain what that means. Put in practice, you help you avoid criticism. You help to avoid curses and criticism. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible speaking in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 says, we don't have an high priest, we have a high priest that is touched by what? The feeling of what? What that means is, if you have ever sung before, and you mess up the singing, when somebody is singing and is messing up, you will empathize with the person. You understand how it feels like. Is it true? Is it true? You'll say, And when the person comes down and sit down close, you will say, well done, you did well, you did well. You encourage the person. Because you remember your experience. You are touched by that person. You can almost imagine the way he's feeling because you remember. But somebody that has not done it before, you come and sit down. Just, the person don't look at you, just take his face away. You never kind of feel, has it ever happened to you at all? I mean, when you miss, and then you mess up, and then you don't feel like the crash will open. You just wish there's a back door of the stage. Just look at that and go. Yes. But then what you told me, it will, now, at your serving now, when somebody do it, instead of criticizing the person, you avoid the curse that will come upon you, you just keep quiet. Because if you do it, you are causing a curse upon your life by criticizing somebody's ministry. Something, because what you sow is what you reap. If somebody, I don't criticize preaching now, there is a man, everybody is putting on his status now, everybody is insulting him. Okay, I won't say the name of the man, hallelujah. Everybody, but I just stay away. Because if there is an oil in my hand, let's say I put oil in my hand here. How do you get that? If you want to slap my hand, you will slap the oil before touching my hand. Is it true? If somebody is anointed, before you touch the person, before you insult the person, you must insult the anointing before touching him. And that is a curse upon your life. So no matter how bad the preaching is, my mouth is quiet. I don't care about his homiletics, hermeneutics. I understand what it means. So it will help you avoid unnecessary curses upon your life. There are some people that I saw that I want to pray. Some people, some families, you see a generational curse. You don't know what the head did. Some people can bring a curse upon their life that they will not solve for 100 years. There are people that when you touch them, the oil on their head will fight your life. You are dead. Hallelujah. So by insulting them alone, you are gone. So the reason why you are avoid curses is because you have to understand what it means. That was Paul said, I am who I am by the grace of God. You will no longer criticize anybody in church again. No longer criticize anybody. It is easier for somebody to come to your church and say, how many are you in this church? You are not to 200. How many days? 2 years. You are not to 200. You didn't try. No, it's easy. Is it true? I had a friend one time, he came here and said, man of God, what is your number? So when I told him, he said, wow, God, you people have not increased much. Then he started a church. I visited one of these days. I said, man of God, and I repeated the same thing he said to me. And I said it to him.
He laughed. He said, God, you didn't understand that time.
And two of us joked and laughed. Actually, last time, two of us joked and laughed over it. I said, hey, now you understand what it means.
So it is easy to avoid certain things because you will not say some things to people. You know, say, look at this person, look at this person. You, that you left the street, you're a prostitute, you that you're this, you that this, you that nothing. It is easy, you will talk less about people. So if you are serving and you understand what it means for somebody to come to and clean the sanctuary without transport, when somebody even misses a service, you understand sometimes. You understand? You really understand. Really understand. When somebody's not concentrating in church, you understand because it has happened to you before. So it makes you avoid. You know that talking about somebody is a curse on its own. Do you know that? Talk, especially negative talk on somebody is a curse. Because you are sowing that seed. People talk about you. And people always learn to see the positive side of people. No matter how bad they are, avoid the negative. Because you too, it will x-ray your life. You don't want people to see you. If you carry your life, the sanctimonious, pious you that you are looking, holy, bless you. If you carry your real life and zoom it and put on screen, you don't want people to see it. So you learn to avoid it. So you avoid curses. Number what? Number eight. When you serve in church, your own destiny will be released to you. Look at the system verse 12. The Bible says, he that is faithful in another man's business, his own will be committed to him. Is that correct? If you are faithful in keeping the house of God, your business will be committed to you. Your business will be committed to you. Faithfully work in God. What is yours will open up to you. What is yours will open up to you. It's not everybody that will receive his own blessing on Sunday. There are people that at the unit here is talking to them. They will receive their blessing of life. Do you know that? There are people that it is as their unit head is praying for them to receive their deliverances. I have many testimonies like that. They didn't get their blessing as the head pastor was preaching on church. It's after like in unit, after unit, now let me begin to pray for you. And the unit head prayed, and then that thing broke. Some people, I heard of a woman as she was cleaning the chair, she felt something in her stomach, and that was when she got pregnant. The barrenness was broken. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, as you are doing something now, something will just leave you. As you are walking, something will just leave you. As you are working, your destiny, what belongs to you will be. Bible says, now I have counted you faithful. Receive what belongs to you. You have been faithful in building my house. Receive your portion, receive your destiny. So walking in the house of God makes you receive your own inheritance. Hallelujah. Number nine, with what we call access and proximity to the anointed. Access and proximity to the anointed. In Luke 22 verse 14 was talking about the 12 disciples. Hallelujah. And then Luke 18:31. You know that it is easier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every unit member has extra privilege of seeing their man of God. True of us. If you anywhere. Anywhere. Including the topmost churches, all you need to do is to meet your union leader. Once no matter who is the person, including I heard that their boy said the bishop, their unit member, what is their name? And they know that if your unit head brings your case, he attends to you. So it gives you proximity. Why should the leader leave his own personal response and attend to your case if you don't care about what bothers him? It gives you extra. There are people that are brought to my house. And there are people who never allow them to my house. Because as we get to walk along, I just feel, this person can have access to my life. I can begin to tell you my secret. I can tell you some things about myself. It gives you proximity. So it's not everybody that will just grant them access to your life like that. It has to be a level of commitment. So what can you give you proximity to your unit head, to your unit leader, and then to the anointed? If you are the person playing the organ for Daniel Donnie McLaughlin, your access to him will be greater than every other person. It's like that. It's just normal logic. Walking in the church grants you access to the anointed. So no matter where you are, get involved in the workforce. It grants you access. It grants access. They will open their door for you. It is said that whatever money can buy, relationship can buy. You know that? Anything money can buy. As a matter of fact, some things that money cannot buy, relationships can buy them.
when she can buy them. Just one recommendation from somebody, your life has changed. Just one word. A letter from this, please give him admission. That is all. I read of the Apostle Shelman shared a story of the emir of this area. Sent a young boy, went to the army to be recruited. There is a high duty for you to be joined in army. I don't know the feet. This seven, I don't know the number of feet. But they said, but the guy was shorter than that. 1.7. So the guy was shorter than 1.7. So they sent him back. So when he went back, said that they sent him back at your height. Say, go and tell them that the emir has increased his height. Through that story, and case closed. You, if you are the commander, they say, emir, you would not kukuma enter. It protocol suspended. So, access to the anointed will give you access to the anointed. So, which unit? They are missing unit. Are you having a problem? No, come. Understand me now. I'm telling you the reality of our life. Anywhere you find yourself, get involved. It will give you access. There are not many people that will ever enter the car of Dr. Paul and Nature. But it's easier for him to say, music director, come, let me talk to you in my car. Is it not? It's easier for him. Come to my house, it's easier. I have you remember that I want to see you? Where are you, sir? Okay, in my house, thank him now. It's easier for that thing to happen. It will never happen to another unit member. So walking in joy will give you access and proximity. And there are some things that will never happen to you have access. So do you know that? There are things that will never happen. Laying up on hands is different from prophesying from the altar. Do you believe that? Laying up on hands is different from prophesying from the altar. Totally different. So give you proximity, give you access. And I believe every one of you that deserve an answer, the door will open up to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere you go to. Let me tell you guys. See, do you know something? I heard Pastor Biojo Fatoyinbo say something. Say that when you meet a man of God and he offered to give you money and prayers, say choose prayers. Choose prayers. Unless you have an opportunity to take both. Personally, when I meet somebody higher than me, my mentors or my brother, even when they give me something, I don't want it. I don't know. It's better to just pray. What that prayer will do is stronger than whatever he will give you in the physical. Apostle Man shared a story. I've never forgotten. I don't know who I shared it with. He said that his younger brother and his friend were in the same school. Both of them had a financially, and they came and met him. His younger brother came and said, okay, let's say they had 20,000, I need 20,000 naira, my friend need 20,000 naira, so we came to be apostle. So I am his younger brother, and then I said, let me be the good one. His younger brother came and said, sir, I need 20,000 naira. So our apostle said, take, he gave him 20,000 naira. Then his friend came and said, sir, please pray for me for supernatural supply. Then some Apostle Solomon said, prayed for him and said, your doors may permanently open. Then Apostle Solomon, in his words, he was the one sharing, he said that, now that other one, his life has changed for life. This one was just a reason, it's just temporal. So it's better than prayer, words don't die. Words don't die. Especially when an anointed word is spoken in your direction, no matter what it takes, it will happen. Okay, then? When you meet Babalawo, Babalawo just, bang, say, my son, and then he speaks only to the atmosphere. He may not do anything physical. All he did was to say things. And he conjures spirits. And then that is it. In the same thing, when a man of God looked at you and said, you are blessed. It looks normal. It just looks normal like you say, I am blessed. That's why people take it for granted. But if you take it for granted and say, you will die, take it serious. Maybe a man of God says, it's true. If you take it to tell somebody, you will die. They will run to help you through your prayer. When the man of God says, you are blessed, the next one don't even answer amen. Notice in Job when the Bible says, I am after the prayers. Listen to people that say, I don't even believe in the prayers. Hallelujah. But that word in it is the potential dynamo to make anything happen to you. So you have access and proximity to the anointed. Get close to the anointed people. And just imagine if Apostle Selman is your friend and you are into selling Gary business. Just imagine. Just imagine, Tom Bredebo said that one member of his church was struggling with her boutique business. It was not working. So she called him to pray for them, to pray for her. So he was going somewhere. He said, I remember this woman. Then he told his driver, let's drive to their place. So he drove to the shop, laid his hand on every of the material, said, be sold. And then he left. Said that the next day, a truck, reversed at her shop and emptied the shop. True life story, emptied the shop. How many of you have? 2015?
put everything in the truck. This one thing, put he said, empty the truck. So it's not the magic you're the one that had that kind of anointing or have that kind of friend as your friend. A new stock in the market, a man of God, can you come to my account to my visit? You don't know what they mean. Even me, the man of God, how they give for you? I have to give. Please, can you just come to my shop?
To give you access and proximity. Access and proximity. Hallelujah. That's a benefit. Number 10. A divine deliverance. Luke chapter 1, from verse 17 to 21. What is the name of the husband of Elizabeth? What? Zechariah. He was there offering sacrifice in Luke chapter 1 from verse 17 to 21. And the Bible says, when it was his time of duty, the angel Gabriel appeared to him at the point of what? A lot of people say, at the point of his duty, it was time for sacrifice and he was there. And then the angel appeared to him and said, your wife will have a baby. She was delivered from barrenness of life. That the way she got pregnant, she was ashamed to come outside. How old was she? After 50 years having sex with her husband, she was ashamed. That is King James, you don't understand. Let me bring it in normal English to you. That's the meaning why she was ashamed to come outside. You got pregnant at 60. I have my friend, his mom, when she got pregnant, all of them were ashamed. Because the mom was old. So you know you're old and you're still having a baby. So like that was she was ashamed because, but the man got a deliverance at the point of his duty. And the Gabriel came when he was at the point of offering sacrifice. The Bible says when he was done with his part and parcel of duty. So everything you're looking for, the angel of God can come. May God not come to you when you're supposed to be in a particular place in a service and you're not there. My friend told me of a lady that was barren for 7 or 8 years. Niger State there. And then one Sunday, the man of God was on stage, a strange anointing, dunamis, a strange anointing of God came upon him. He looked towards, she was in the fire or something like that. He said, call her name, let's say her name was Rhoda. Rhoda, come and receive your baby. You know that kind of thing. With a carnet, and when he did that, she was not in church. Yes, she was not in church. Until she's still barren. So look at it, you know the way there is a way that you cannot, a word came for somebody like, I just called her, and that was, it has never happened before, like just called her, come and see your baby, and she was not in church. And she was, only the husband that was, or something happened, and she didn't come to church that day. So your deliverance can come at the point of your duty. Hallelujah. Can come at the point of your duty. Number 11 is what I call double honor. 1 Timothy 5 verse 17 says, those that labor in the world are worthy of what? Double honor. Double honor. Double honor. Double honor. Hallelujah. Double honor. I was listening to Bishop Dakar. He said that he visited a king, and then when he went to the king, he wanted to test. What did he say? A very top king like that. You understand what he say? Say top. Say why did you test all this? Kneel down, let me pray for you. When did you test? Not even will. Okay, what is he? And the man there, he knew, he was shocked. Say, hey, why this man of God is working? Now the king wouldn't have, if he was the bank manager of UBA, would the king ever kneel down for him? Never. No matter who he was, the only reason why the king went on his knees, and he was not Nigeria king, he didn't mention the country in that message. I've listened to 3 or 4 of his messages here. He repeated the story, and in one of the places he mentioned the person. I don't want to mention it here, but one of those, let me give 3. The country is a foreign country. One of the colonizing country of this world. Yes. Kneel down, let me pray for you. The person went on his knees. That is double honor. No, he wouldn't have gotten that honor. Some of you here, like, say, let's say Sister Iberia, now let's say he was working. I wouldn't stop her and she would stop, even though because I'm a man of God. Don't look at you up to down. You know me. Is that not true? That is true. There are some people that will never have access to you, even not because of proximity. Even not because of service. Are they practical or not? Are they practical or not? Is it not true? Very, very true. Some people are honoring you just because of service. Because your prayer coordinator, your honor has changed. Your honor has changed. The next time money we see, you say, well, sir, good morning, sir. They announced today evening, They just go, Hezekiah, Hezekiah, how are you, Hezekiah? But the prayer secretary is Hezekiah, a bit. The next is in the morning. Just in 2 hours or 3 hours time. The people approach is different.
What?
That is very, very true. The fact that you are standing, no, no, there was a time I was in Dunamis, and then one of the instrumentalists passed. The one we used to watch on TV, those guys used to watch on TV playing on the stage. When the guy passed near me, I just felt happy that this guy passed close to me. I was just excited. That is my story. I was just happy. You know that great people? Have you seen you on TV before? Think you took physically closer more than you on TV. When the guy passed, I was just happy. Just excited. I even went close to something, very close. This thing I'm saying is not the 2 years, though. It's not the 2 years that has happened. Yes. I honored her. Or I don't honor the God because he's there. I just honored him. By seeing him holding a bass guitar on stage and playing, when they see you on the market, they only look at you at the same time. Wait, is this what up? This true, though. The fact that you see them doing something just on the keyboard, the guy that played. Now they're in my church here. The guy that was playing the keyboard. Anytime I see them, they say, hey, today I told them, KK, I'm not having enough money on me. I'll pay this transport. I just feel happy. This guy is happy. People in the front, when you see them in the common, you feel happy. Many of you here, you're being honored, but you don't even know. So, because people that see, don't be on stage. If you're a brother, more ladies like you for being on stage. It's very, very true. More sister, if you're a sister, many more brothers will like you. That's why if the lady is a celebrity, it's difficult to know who really likes you. Because the guys will begin to say, I'll woo her, I'll get her. And many of them will come on bed. And they're not really serious. So it's true. It will give you double honor. People will honor you for serving God. I'm telling you. People will honor you for serving God. And then number 12 is what I call free training. In 1 Samuel 3 verse 8 to 10. 1 Samuel 3 verse 8 to 10. Was talking about when Samuel was serving in the house of God. And then that is number 12. Is that correct? That's 12. When Samuel was serving in the house of God, and then Eli said that, when God called him, he didn't understand how to understand the voice of God. But when Samuel called him, and he answered, and then he was trained on how to hear the voice of God. David, click. When you came, was it the way you were playing? As you were playing, did you improve? Did you pay? It was free. Yes, it's like that. As you're playing, it's just free training, just free. Just free to be. Domino was not playing like this before. But he was playing as he was playing. You are free trading. We are supposed to charge you now. All of you just put money. But it's free. Yes, it's true. It's free. When I learned how to do projection, I learned it in NCCF. I learned how to project. I learned how to do all these things. Now people are paying 2,000 naira, 5,000 naira to learn these things. But it was free. They taught us free. And I can project. I can do all those things. I learned those stuff. It was free. They taught me. Many people, it was free trades that you could normally pay for. You let them in charge free of charge. The art of stage management, the art of working, the art of coordinating people. Many people learn it by working in church freely. Many people learn decoration free by working in decoration department. And then they started their own decoration business. And they learned it in church free. Come on, is it true? Many people learn business. Your church has a business department selling books, selling fruit, or selling. And then they learn business and work from there, they started their own business. The training was free. Many young pastors learn school ministry training by working in the church. And the training was free. Many singers became singers by free church training. Just working in church, many of them is free. Only if you really went to music school, how many of them? Most of the stars, you know, many of them didn't go to music school. Many is by working in church. Including our circular brothers. I can mention their choirs. I don't want to mention them. You say, how do I know? I know. All of them from church, including some top producers in Nigeria, I know their choir. It was in church, they learned vocal, they know how to sing. They taught them, their MD taught them everything. And it was free. So starting in church will give you an opportunity to get free tutorials. Hallelujah. My friend was telling me of their campus fellowship that they were even teaching the ladies how to dress. They have to make up. Is it not good? It's good. Very, very good. Some things are not, I don't want to mention the name of the fellowship because he's a man of God I respect. In their fellowship, campus fellowship, Uni Ben, they were teaching them makeup. How to do makeup. Yes. How to pancake, foundation, structure, and everything. And it's very, very important. Some brothers need to be taught how to talk to ladies. In the church, some brothers need to know. You don't go to somebody and say, the Lord told me I'm a wife. That is abusive. Some of these things that people, church people think is carnal are real things that people need. Real things. Real things. So people know how to learn how to propose, how to marry. Many marriages are failing all because of basically three things. Number one is intimacy. Number two is finances. You understand? Number three. I'll mention number three. But when I say intimacy now, when a pastor holds the stage now, I say, our topic today is sex. Hey, everybody will say, hey. Is it not true? Completely not true. I was in minister conference last year. Dr. Paul Lecce was teaching the relationship couple. And then he said, I want to say many things, but a lot of singles are here. Because you people need to learn this thing. And he was saying a lot of things on the stage. Because people really need to learn them. He said that a homosexual lady met him. Oh boy, it's time. And a homosexual lady met him and said that, why did you become an homosexual when you're a lady? She said that her husband was not meeting her need. And she said that 70% of homosexuals are the ladies. That is the reason why they became homosexuals. And these are three things that can be taught in church. I have a message by T.D. Jakes. The title of the message is sex. Last month, I downloaded a message by you, by Angel. And the title of the message was sexy. And when you listen to the message, it will blow your mind. These are things that people need to know. And these people that will be shouting in church, if you watch what they are watching at night, if you know what, and if you know what they know, even the pastor don't even know. And he's talking, they'll be looking at him, what is this man saying? But they know more than him. More than him. So what to them, what they know, I don't know. I'm telling you, secondary school boys, huh? What they know. If they tell you, you say it's a lie. I was in 300 level, I don't know how a woman got pregnant. Me. I'm 300 level, I didn't know how a woman used to get pregnant. I thought it was a partition or something. My roommate asked a question in 500 level. I asked them and started asking at me. Say, oh, yeah, they said, they could not believe I didn't know. I said, oh, I don't know. And I didn't really know. That is 500 level. I was very naive. 500 level. Chemical engineering, you know. Not to say it's a stupid question because I don't know anything. I didn't know. Because I was never taught in church. In church, all I thought is faith, holiness, all this kind of thing. Because it was a lady in the campus that did a video with her fiance. Like they were foreplay, all those kind of things. They were put naked. And then they had a misunderstanding and the guy leaked the video out. So I told me she's pregnant now. How? I don't know she was pregnant. I didn't know. No. She was a very dedicated campus ladies people. So a lot of things are happening and people need to know. So you have free training by working in church. Free seminars. That was something I wish I can share some seminars and can share some things from people because many people need to learn a lot of things. I believe God is calling in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for your people as a result of your dedicatedness to God and your service. Everything that is a benefit in your life comes to you in the name of Jesus. May you have access to higher realms. May you have strange favors and strange openings. May you be equally yoked to people that you should be yoked to. In the name of Jesus, may you have financial supplies. May you be gifted with divine presence. May you have opportunity to express your talent in greater potentials. In the name of Jesus, may you have the grace to avoid costs. May you have the opportunity to receive your allocated destinies. May you have the opportunity to access proximity to the anointed. In the name of Jesus, may you be delivered of any case in the point of your service. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you be worthy of double honor in your life. In the name of Jesus, and may you access free trainings, things that you should be paid for. You will get them free of charge in church. In Jesus' name we pray. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'll put on the offering. As you cast your offering is blessed in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you all for coming. I pray for you that you are blessed.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.